This is Bucky versus Halloween, a Captain America movie verse fanfic, written by Lazuli Song and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the pairing James, Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers, with additional tags for Domestic, Slice of Life, Halloween, Steve Rogers' Depressing Childhood in the Depression, Unfinished, Snippet. This is the 8th story in the series. Sam deserves better than these assholes. Sam wasn't sure what Bucky and Steve would think of modern Halloween, but he thought they might enjoy it. He didn't expect them to go through a haunted house or whatever, but damn it, Sam liked trick-or-treaters, and he'd be sorry if he had to not give them candy. He brought it up with Steve about 2 weeks before, while they were watching football, and Steve had concluded a blistering commentary on football players wearing hot pink. "So, I don't want to get JB wound up," said Sam carefully. "And no offense, man, you aren't so good about strangers either. But Halloween is coming up." "Bucky's ma had a Halloween party once," said Steve. "For his friends, you know? And Bucky got mad because I refused to come because I didn't have a costume and wouldn't let him get me one. And then Ma found small bandages and wrapped me as a mummy." That was almost heartwarming, as Steve's childhood stories went. So Sam waited for the punchline. "She had candles lit up everywhere," said Steve. "I caught my bandages on fire, and Bucky had to put me out with the apple bobbing water." Sam rubbed his face with his hand. "I don't even know why I ever ask you about your childhood anymore, man." "We didn't do a lot, though," said Steve. "By the time the kids started trick-or-treating, or whatever they call it now, we were too old. I think Bucky dragged me to a party during high school." He smiled reminiscingly. "I painted myself as a skeleton, and Bucky got mad at me." "Why did..." began Sam. And then he said, "You know what? Never mind. I don't want to know." "I think it was because it wasn't that much of a stretch," explained Steve. "I was pretty skinny that October." Sam tried to imagine what pretty skinny had been by Steve's standards, and came up with famine victim. He shook his head. "Well, anyway, I don't want to have a party, but we should be getting a pretty fair amount of kids, you know? I don't want JB to get freaked out too hard." "Freaked out about what?" said Bucky, behind him, and Sam jerked a foot in the air and swore. "I told you to make noise," said Sam, clutching his chest. "Oh, Christ, that motherfucker could move like a goddamn cat. My nerves aren't what they used to be, asshole." "Nobody's nerves are what they used to be," said Steve soothingly. Bucky just stood and stared at them. "So we're probably going to have a lot of kids on Halloween," said Sam, trying to keep eye contact even though his eyes were watering. "And I don't know if we should just turn out the lights and watch, I don't know, Nightmare Before Christmas, or if you're okay with the kids coming for candy." Bucky thought this over. "You don't have to decide right now," said Sam. "Like, we don't have to get candy yet." He did not say he was sort of scared to get candy before the last minute, because both Bucky and Steve were terrifying candy monsters, and Sam had once personally seen Bucky pour an entire bag of almond M&Ms in his mouth and swallow them nearly whole. "But if you let me know in time, my sister will bring Jody and her brothers over so you can see their costumes." Bucky brightened up a little bit. "Well, if Bucky thinks he'll be okay," said Steve. "They're not going to put stuff on our door or whatever," said Bucky. Sam and Steve stared at him. And Steve said, I totally forgot. You and that gang of assholes you ran around with did that every damn Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving? Said Sam. Steve waved his hand, as if to suggest the story was long and kind of terrible, and too long to explain to the modern American without copious quantities of liquor to smooth the way. If Steve thought that, it would probably require Sam to get blackout drunk to erase it from his head, so he didn't ask. Bucky smiled. Oh, Jesus, said Steve. Of course that's a good memory for you. Now Sam really didn't want to ask, ever. I don't think we're going to get people TPing us, he said. We're probably going to get a lot of people early on, and maybe a couple after dark when the teenagers come out before the parties. Bucky shrugged, which was as close to agreeing as he ever really got. Sarah, somewhat to Sam's surprise, was totally down with bringing her kids over. Your neighborhood has much better candy, she said, and I can leave Jody there before she gets too tired. Sam didn't actually ask her if she was really sure she wanted to leave Jody with them. Jody loved Bucky, and Bucky liked her probably second best of anybody, which, considering the first best was Steve, said something. What's she dressing up as? I was going to make her a ladybug, but I think I'll make her a little Bo Peep instead, said Sarah thoughtfully. Remember when I was little Bo Peep and you were my sheep? Yes, said Sam. Natasha bought Bucky a hat and explained to him in Russian what it was for, and Bucky examined it with interest and asked her a question back. Then they turned their creepy Russian assassin eyes on Steve, who took two large steps back and nearly ran into Sam. Ow, said Sam plaintively. Even a near miss with Steve was enough to make you feel good and crushed. Steve reached behind himself and somehow half lifted, half pulled Sam in front of him. Hey, said Sam. They're scary, said Steve piteously. And then Bucky's Jody's sheepdog for Halloween, and Steve and Sam are her sheep. And sorry, guys, I had a point, and now I just want to get this thing out of my hair before it's completely ridiculous. The next real one should be the Blanket Wars, so look forward to that. The end.